the unexplored regions persisted. The vast Asian continent, dappled with white, spoke to them. The world was full of explorers, all examining maps like the ones the Roosevelts possessed. There was a heady, optimistic feeling that persisted among them. No one could be certain which mountain was the tallest on Earth, nor which trench in the ocean the deepest. Every expedition held the possibility of making its members world-famous explorers. The 1920s were a decade of discovery, as groups of scientists, adventurers, and hunters ventured forth into the wilderness to fill museum collections. They were successful. Every large mammal on Earth had been attained and their bodies mounted in exhibits, except for one. The Roosevelts desired this one animal so acutely that they could barely speak about it with each other, much less anyone else. "We did not let even our close friends know," wrote Ted of their shared purpose. Some dreams sound too wild when spoken aloud. The animal the Roosevelt brothers coveted looked like no other species in the world. It was a black and white bear so rare that many people did not believe it was real. This legendary creature was called the giant panda. Rumors swirled about the mysterious animal. No one, not even naturalists who had worked in China all their lives, could say precisely where the creature lived, what it ate, or how it behaved. Brown, black, and polar bears had never been in doubt among humans. Even polar bears, although living in the remote reaches of the Arctic, were well known and had been kept in zoos for thousands of years. In Egypt, King Ptolemy II had a polar bear in his zoo in Alexandria as early as 285 BC. In 1252, a polar bear was part of the Tower of London's extensive menagerie of beasts. Yet the same could not be said of the panda bear. Even among those living in the Republic of China, spanning some 7.7% of the Earth's landmass, few had ever caught sight of the creature. Dozens of names were used to describe what might be a panda. In different dialects, they called it spotted bear, giant bear cat, white bear, and bamboo bear, although no one could be sure that all these different names were referring to the same species. There were probable references to the giant panda in Chinese literature as early as the 3rd century, although the descriptions were mythical, describing yellow and black creatures that munched on copper and iron. While there are tantalizing stories implying that one Chinese emperor or another knew all about panda, wrote one author, there's one great mystery. Why is there not a single rendition of this endearing beast in any of Imperial China's illustrated natural histories? For Westerners, only the pelt of the panda offered proof of its existence. While stationed in the remote mountains near Chengdu in 1869, a French missionary named Armand David hired a group of hunters and asked them to go into the wilderness to collect interesting specimens. One man returned with the lifeless body of a strange animal, small in size, seemingly a cub, but with a striking black and white coat unlike anything they'd ever seen before. David inspected the animal closely and then skinned it, shipping the unusual pelt all the way to Paris to be examined by experts. David gave the peculiar beast the scientific name Ursus melanolucus, translating to black and white bear. It wasn't a name that would stick. Nothing about David's finding was particularly scientific. The hide he'd sent might be stark in its coloration and completely different from any other specimen the museum in Paris possessed, but that did not mean scientists were ready to believe that this odd creature was real. A skin without a skeleton could be anything. Certainly, they did not intend to name a new species that, for all they knew, only a handful of Chinese hunters had ever seen alive. All they had was a vague description of a black and white bear and a small pelt of fur stored away in a museum. To this point in time unnamed, the elusive creature became known as the panda. Yet even this label remains mysterious. It arose sometime around 1870, supposedly of French origin, although this has been debated. Some researchers trace its roots to the Nepali words for the red panda, Nigalia panya. While unrelated biologically, the red panda was well known in Southeast Asia and first described by Westerners in 1825. In 1916, a party of German explorers was traveling in China and Tibet. They sought the legendary black and white bear, but no matter how hard they looked,